Whether it's due to the increased activity in the area around Nørrevold, more visibility of gay men around town, or something else entirely is hard to know. But what is certain is that in the early 1900s, there's a clampdown on homosexual men in Copenhagen. In what is called the Great Morality Scandal, hundreds of men are arrested and charged with homosexual conduct, many of whom have their lives destroyed or their double lives are exposed. The Great Morality Scandal is a stark reminder that society very much saw homosexuality as something that was unwanted and dangerous. In 1919, a number of artists and entertainers from Bakken set up the association NECUP, Bakken spelled backwards. The association's purpose was to organize parties, and these parties quickly became a safe venue for homosexuals and transgender people. When the authorities in the city caught wind of this, an investigation was launched, and in 1923, two undercover officers make the following observations. At the party of 27 January 1923, the yard was full of people who with lewd language shouted about homosexual persons participating, and in the room there were several couples dressed as women, kissing each other, as well as men dancing with each other in a most indecent fashion. At the party of 17th March 1923, the greater part of the ladies present were men in disguise who not only in their dress, but also in the way they carried themselves had a disappointing resemblance to women. Their dancing was characterized by the officers as being most indecent, and they and their dancing partners in female garb were kissing and hugging each other. The association was legally banned in 1924. However, despite dissolving NECUB, the authorities failed to combat what they regarded as the homosexual threat and the dangerous seduction of innocent young men. On the contrary, the subsequent years see a kind of relaxation in society. At least, homosexuality is made legal in 1930.